Well, Christine, what a tragic news week for Silver City. Let's start out the conversation with the two people that died in what is now being described as a flash flood.
Yes, Edmundo, it was a tragic weekend in Silver City. A couple, James Morales and Laura Ortega, were killed in a flash flood on 19th Street, so right outside of, right off of Highway 180. There's an arroyo there, pretty steep incline. The water came through anywhere between 1 a.m. or maybe about 12:30 and 2:30. The couple were leaving a concert at the Flame. They were reported missing, or the woman was reported missing early that morning when they found the vehicle. They didn't find their bodies until the next day. It was just a really tragic situation.
Well, what are investigators saying? So, I mean, what do they know? I mean, did they?
Well, as far as the investigation, I mean, they recovered the bodies. It doesn't appear that there was any, at least I'm not hearing any foul play. But the storm that contributed to all of this rain, it wasn't one storm. It was a cluster of storms that sort of converged in an area north of Silver City around PA and out to Pinos Altos and out to Bayard. And it just delivered so much rain in such a short period of time, 2 to 2.25 inches. In about an hour and change, or a couple hours, less than a couple of hours, right over the area where the drainage comes through for the ditch. And they must have tried to cross at that time when the flash flood was pouring through. It's a very dark area. There's no streetlights. It's sort of a shortcut off of Highway 180 into some neighborhoods in the Silver Heights area. But it's obviously a very dangerous spot.
You know, we get a lot of flash flood warnings that go over our airwaves. And some people have asked us, you know, are those really necessary? And it just seems in this instance, you know, when there is a warning like this, people really need to pay attention.
Yes, and there was a flash flood warning delivered at 12:59 a.m., and that's about the time another couple who was driving through that area, they were also leaving the Flame. They didn't wish to be identified, but they contacted the Daily Press, and they took a picture of the floodwaters and a video, and they stopped, and they said nope, and they turned around and left. But it's really hard to tell how deep it is. It's a very steep area, and it's really misleading when you see it. You don't realize how much water could be in there. Some of the search and rescue guys told me 18 inches, 6 inches will take a person off their feet, 18 inches will move a car. It was a small vehicle. It could have taken less than that to move the vehicle. And once they got in that water, it just washed the vehicle down the ditch, and it jammed underneath the bridge at Highway 180. And the couple were unfortunately washed away out of the vehicle. It's not known whether the windows were up or down or whether they tried to get out of the vehicle at this point.
Let's move on to another story, an investigation that you've been working on for several months now regarding Ruben Diaz, who died
yes.
in custody.
Yes, Mr. Diaz there was a traffic stop conducted in March of this year, March 22nd. Mr. Diaz was standing up in the back of a vehicle, and he later was pronounced dead while in police custody. I've been reporting or requesting the records on that situation for several months. I finally got all the records to determine what he died of. There were no injuries that would have caused his death. He basically died of meth toxicity while in the setting of physical restraint. So state police investigated. It was the Silver City police who pulled the vehicle over. The man driving the vehicle didn't know Mr. Diaz. He said he was driving down Hudson Street late at night. It was about 1 in the morning, roughly midnight, sometime around that. And this man just jumped out in the middle of Hudson Street and stopped him. And he was panicky and frantic. And he said, "We got to go, we got to go." And he jumped in the back of the man's truck. And the man kept trying to pull over to let Mr. Diaz get out, but he just kept hammering on his truck. And the man didn't have his phone with him, so he said he couldn't call for help. He was heading to the Chevron on Highway 90 to pull over up there, Ridge Road, and see if he could call for help when the police pulled him over. And they tried to restrain Mr. Diaz. He tried to jump into a police car, and they finally got the handcuffs on him, and he had a medical incident while he was in custody, and he died at the scene. And so we wanted to make sure that there was no injuries that could have contributed to his death. So sadly, it was methamphetamine toxicity.
Okay, Christine. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully with some better news.
Yes. Thank you, Edmundo.